Every Advent starts with the message of hope. Advent, says Pope Benedict XVI, is a season of hope par excellence, in which believers in Christ are invited to remain in watchful and active waiting, nourished by prayer and by the effective commitment to love. We must acknowledge that Pope Francis' declaration of a Jubilee Year of Hope is very apt, given the great uneasiness in our world today. The levels of anxiety and stress reported by health agencies, even for young people, are alarming. We are also reminded of wars, floods, and natural disasters related to climate change, as well as the dreadful displacement of people across the globe driven by poverty, oppression, and abuse of power. For this reason, on this first Sunday of Advent, the message of the Scriptures is a potent antidote to the state of humanity at this time. The reading from Jeremiah chapter 33 proclaims thus, "See, the days are coming, it is the Lord who speaks. I am going to fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. The promise is peace, peace as embodied in the promised Christ. The prophecies of old are fulfilled in the mystery of the Incarnation, which is pivotal to Advent and indeed the entire cycle of manifestation. Advent replicates the prophetic longing which merges with our great longing for peace in our hearts. The Scriptures express it as the waiting in hope, which in the wisdom of St. John of the Cross engenders a spiritual awakening that dispels the dark privation of sin and hatred, heralding a time of mutual understanding and reconciliation. This is prayer made in faith that becomes a powerful presence of goodness and light in us, in our family, our friendships, and in our world." In our Gospel according to Luke, we receive a strong word of caution to watch ourselves, or our hearts will be coerced by debauchery and drunkenness and cares of life. St. Paul compares this watchfulness to that of the well-armed soldier who does not allow himself to be taken by surprise. In the same vein, our adversary, says St. Teresa of Avila, in the way of perfection, tries to wreak havoc in whatever way he can. And since he does not devise his tactics without attention to detail, neither should we. To this end, we ought to pay close attention to details of our lives, even to the very simple act of being mindful of God's presence, whatever comes our way, and aspire always to a higher purpose in how we relate to others. This enkindles hope for humanity, which in turn instills peace and the joy of Christ that the world cannot give. John of the Cross urges us on to a proactive disposition in our endurance. Where there is no love, put love and you will find love. Where there is no peace, seek peace and you will find peace. Where there is no joy, detach from possession and you will be worthy of the joy the Lord incites in the soul, totally resigned in hope. These are so important for good fellowship, unfailing respect for others, and complete confidence in God, whom we know by faith loves us. This Word and Wisdom podcast comes to you from the Center for Applied Carmelite Spirituality, Oxford. To receive audio and written copies, subscribe by emailing podcast@cax.org.uk.